Don't chicken out. Hey, yeah, it's still trust
rump
falls here.
Steak. Purged aubergine. Yes. Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
That's right. That time of the week where we get a selector up here to wade us through tracks that they like. And in this instance, it's a little bit different. We've got old mate Alex from Rudy's up here, Braumeister extraordinaire, German born, knows what he's doing with the beers.
Is anyone else in New Zealand a master brewer?
There are a couple of us, a couple of them.
How many darn do you have to be at that point to become a master brewer?
You have to go through some, gain some belts, yeah. You know, and have to go through some beers. But yes, I think there's quite a few there. Maybe at least two or so.
Okay, right, just right. Two? Yep, that's heaps.
Per capita, that's not a lot. But look, we're lucky enough to have you in Auckland brewing Rudy's beer, of course. And we've asked you up because there's the Little Gabs sort of beer and cider food festival happening this weekend out there at the ASP Showgrounds, and we've been sent a truckload of random bottles and beers, and we thought, John and I are quite silly dum-dums, we thought we'd get an expert, and seeing as we've got Rudy's sort of on hand at the moment at BFM, you can kind of decipher what these beers mean. What are we into at the moment? We're having a sour beer right now.
Sour beer, yeah, just really directly wanted to dig into that one.
It's a rugged, this is what it's all about basically. This bottle has like a nice crummy kind of printed no font label.
Yeah, for me it was just the name already saying it, 8 Wyatt Brewing, and having a sour from him.
Number 8 Wyatt Philosophy.
It's just, he definitely, you know, I would say one of the brewers who makes really the best sours in New Zealand.
It is good. That's a tricky beer, right?
It's almost like a juice. If that's, I don't know if that's the right thing to say about it, but it is.
Probably not. Hey.
Is that insulting?
Oh no. Definitely he uses fruit for his sours. I guess this, you get apricots from this beer, so he will use the juice actually from the from apricots. But you also get really, you know, New Zealand hoppiness from it, so you must dry hop it in a way. I think really awesome beer. Nice.
This is the interesting thing about the Great Australasian Beer Spectacular is that there are like
Gabs. You're talking about
Gabs. Apparently at Gabs there's over 90 different breweries represented, and they're all making special beers especially for the occasion. So if you are a beer fan, you can go and check out some funky stuff.
90, about 90, far out.
What do you reckon? So how would you rate this? One of the best in New Zealand.
For all his sours, is absolutely. You know, great beers, but yeah, I rate this beer also really, definitely really high. It's a something I would definitely sit down and could have a few of.
Okay. Well, that's a good start. So this is the 8 Wyatt Brewing Gabs beer, stone-free, 4.4% soured fruit beer.
Do you have to, when you have a sour beer, do you sort of, is it good to throw it in the mix, or should you just drink strictly sour beer all night, or is it like good to break up maybe a little switch between beers?
I think actually it's quite a good breakup. After like for example having a few hoppy beers and then you have a sour beer just as a palate cleanser kind of thing in between.
The reason I asked that question is because I haven't shaved for 2 weeks and I've got a really mint beard at the moment.
Oh, you look like a brewer.
Well, exactly. So I just figured I'd start asking questions like that.
I thought you were a lumberjack. I thought that's what you were going for.
Hey, it pays not to think about it when it comes to Big Hungry. Just let it happen and it's a beautiful thing. Nice sour beer. No, it's good. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Now you're saying when all of these beers are actually quite pretty funky. They're pretty funky. So yeah, we're kind of starting at the easier end of the scale, would you say?
Just alcohol-wise, it was quite, that's 4.4%.
Yeah. Lovely. That's a great, that realm is, love that realm.
Yeah, so we will just, after that, it's just coming bigger beers. Like.
Okay, so we're ramping upwards. We're going like that.
We're definitely always,
exponential.
When you taste beers, just ramp up.
Okay, good to know.
And
okay, sweet.
Heavy stouts in the end here. So,
okay.
Well, shall we play a jam? Well, Alex, Should we save your band? I feel like we need to save it. Well, Alex, being German...
I've got a brand new Glass Vaults record that I picked up
from
flying out. Well, brand new second hand, but it's brand new to me.
You're tuned to Wednesday Drive here on BFM. The fantastic segment, What's Cooking, is occurring right now.
That was Wellington band Glass Vaults. The track's called Sacred Heart. They came off their debut album, Debut. I love saying it like that. I really do. I've always wanted this record. What is that word? Sojourn?
Sojourn? And of course, What's Cooking, we get a guest selector in, but tonight we've sort of, we put a modern twist on What's Cooking. We've got Alex from Rudy's in here, and of course, Gabs is happening. Ooh, hang on, wait.
Yeah, oh.
I'm just, okay. We're just doing some sign language, John. Not that one? Is that the one?
Oh, the second one, I would say. Okay, yeah, so try that. Like.
Okay. Well,
we've queued up a grunty beer drinking song, but let's first address what's in the glass at the moment.
We have got...
It's getting darker. What's this one?
We're going through the Gabs beers, the different ones on offer that you might see at this festival there at the ASB Showgrounds. And we've got a Kiridu Holy Cow, which is a strong red Egyptian ale. The bottle says, inspired by an ancient Egyptian beer recipe. And Hathor, I'm assuming that's a god, cow goddess of love, hospitality, and beer. This red ale
Cow goddess of love.
Yeah, and hospitality and beer. This red ale is made with pomegranates, dates, and New Zealand malt and hops. Complex, malty, and tangy.
This bottle's got a bit going on, actually. There is a Kiridu up the top. That is obviously the peeps. And I see it's like an Indian sort of worship the cow scenario. Holy cow.
What do you think, Alex? What do you think?
Oh, I was also looking forward to beers from them, new beers. And yeah, I think... Like what they say, you know, really complex, quite malty, I would say. Quite
it is grady. Complex. Complex is exactly what came into my head. It was like, there's a lot going on here.
Now, Alex, I noticed you held up your little glass to the light of the nearly full moon. Yeah. And what can you see?
To the full moon, yeah, you just have to see a little bit the color. Well, first, you look always at a beer to see what is actually, you know, is it appealing? Is it hazy? Is it not hazy? Is it supposed to be hazy? Mm. What kind of color is it? And how does it, you know, actually feel for you to say, is that a beer I
is there,
like?
I mean, you know, only is there by little bits of shit in it? Do I even want to drink this?
Exactly. Kind of, yeah, but there's no shit in that one.
This is actually what is surprising.
Sort of
this
brown
is very...
Oh, and now, and see, just named John, we got to watch what Alex is actually up to over there. You just chucked your nose right in it.
Yeah.
You, like, right in it as well. Like,
I mean,
no more
I, don't,
than that.
I don't dunk it into
John
the,
didn't go
into
in very
beer,
far.
Yeah?
John, you mean like this?
Yeah. Not too deep. But,
and what am I looking for?
Yeah, so that's where you get the smell and, you know, going. So you have to obviously see here what is going on. So that's Brady character
that's
and the first
two.
Thing that comes
Brady,
out.
Yes. Brady character.
First look, then see, and then sip. Okay. And then when you sip, you look actually at the mouthfeel.
Should I look at John when he's sipping?
Or? Yeah, okay. That makes me also...
Should I wink at Big Hungry when he looks at me?
How should I feel about it?
Oh, well, that's...
So is
not,
a red...
It's good for a dark beer. Like, it's usually... Dark beers are a bit much for me, but this is actually not... It's kind of a mellow... When you hold it up to a light like that, it's like, oh, you're basically a lime red colour. Don't worry about it, kind of thing.
It's a strong red.
Strong red, strong amber ale, red ale, yeah.
In what country are they most popular, would you say, a red ale?
I would say Ireland.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Something like that. But okay, this is obviously a little bit special with a pomegranate. Or was it
pomegranate? Pomegranate.
Yeah.
Pomegranate. Mm-hmm.
So
it's got
a...
And dates. Whoa.
Those are kind of red things. Mm-hmm.
It's got a full flavor, but it is surprisingly easy drinking.
Yeah, I would also say. For me, is the big... I think the basis is that it's really malty, and I love malty beers. Doesn't always have to be hoppy.
Yeah.
So, nice amber ale.
It's kind of a good wintertime number.
Yeah. Should we jam this next tune?
Let's do it. We've got a beer drinking song, and it looks quite German from the...
Fits
from
to that beer possibly as well. I don't know. I hope it actually is exactly what
Should I try and pronounce this? It's Die Toten Hosen with Das Albitre Lebt.
Yep, close. Jeder Mensch, der liebt nun mal stolz sein Heimatland. Darum lieben wir ganz klar unseren rheinischen Strand. Wo der alte Schlossturm steht, da sind wir zu Haus. Weil es ohne Bier nicht geht, rufen wir ganz schnell heraus. Da sind wir im Wald. Yeah.
said in German.
Die Toten Hosen.
Nice. And apparently, if that comes on, basically bars just go mental and everybody jumps around like maniacs.
Definitely in a specific city.
We're getting into our work now. I've got, I'm holding a beer in my hand, which will be at the Gabs Festival, but it's darker than night.
I'll bring you up to speed.
Came out of a can.
This is a Six String Brewing Co. Mint Condition, a Choc Mint Milk
mint
Stout.
Alright, they just put pretty much everything in there, didn't they?
So we're tracking through, we got 7 different varieties of the, there's 90 different breweries, but we've got 7 beers on trial here tonight on the drive show. Just really showcasing some of the talents and boundaries that are being pushed at Gabs, which is happening this weekend at the ASB Showgrounds.
We do have a double pass for this festival. If you do like your beer, give us a text to 5395 and maybe tell us the beer that you would brew. Or brow, I like saying, like that's probably, I'm just having fun here, right? Text into 5395 your flavour of beer and maybe why you'd brew it that way, or even give us a call on 309-3879 and get your point across, maybe feel out the master brewer that we have in the house here, whether or not it's even possible.
Can I just say,
as a
teenager, I did a lot of sport, and every once in a while, the like sort of deep heat kind of liniment sort of stuff that you get rubbed on your legs would come out.
Hey, John,
this beer kind of
that wasn't
like
sport,
that.
Mate. Ring-a-ding-ding, actually.
Oh, so yeah, that's quite...
Wait, it's, not chocolate.
It's not that chocolatey.
No, it's more mint-driven, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely more mint.
But that's, I think...
Oh, wow, it's clearing the sinuses and sort of emptying the throat a little bit.
But good example, I think, for like... You know, having a little bit freaky, freaky
beer
beers.
Is weird, man. What's it called?
Freaky beers at Gabs.
This
so
beer
you know
is
you can try
weird.
A little bit.
It's
stuff.
Good weird though.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Good. Six String Brewing.
It's so black. Is it like if
mint condition?
Will I know by looking in the toilet bowl tomorrow that I had this beer yesterday, kind of thing?
Well, yes.
It's one of those beers.
You're gonna take a black dump.
Just a big old stanky. Oh wow. It's great though. It's so for something that looks so dirty, it tastes really clean. If that kind of makes sense.
I stand by my initial comment. It's good though. It's actually quite easy to drink. Strangely,
chocolate minty is like that after eight chocolate. Do you know those chocolates with
actually,
the mint inside?
Do you know what this reminds me of?
That's what reminds
this might
me
be
of.
Before your New Zealand time. I don't know how long you've been in this country, Alex.
7 years.
7 years.
Yes.
You might know Snifters.
Snifters.
Oh, yeah.
Snifters.
It's too dark, though. It's quite dark. This is quite a dark beer.
I know. I'm just saying trigger words.
No. I think the after dinner mint is
I talk
a
about tangy
example.
Fruits quite a lot, but Snifters.
Yeah,
Snifters. They've been discontinued now. Oh. They look like a little green egg scenario with a crispy shell, and then inside is a little bit of mint, and then inside that is a little bit of chocolate, and it all tastes like mint chocolate, and then I think about this beer, and I live life.
I see.
Could have called it the Snifter.
I think this is probably a great... opportunity for me to play something by Orange Goblin.
I was going to play some rap.
You want to break it up?
Why, does this feel like an Orange Goblin? Yeah, go on. Go with your gut. Go with your gut, man.
Well, the thing is, this is a dark beer.
It is.
And this album is called The Big Black, so I think we should probably go with that.
All right. And Goblins kind of have a green vibe about them, don't they? Ever since Old Man.
It's kind of actually working out quite well, isn't it?
What was the name of the beer again that we're having? It's fantastic. I recommend you go out and seek this beer if you can at the Gabs Festival.
Mint Condition. Milk. Chocolate or choc mint milk stout from Six String Brewing. Yeah,
very nice. Very nice.
Let's try this out. I haven't played this in a while, so.
Green Goblin.
Orange Goblin.
Was it Orange Goblin?
Yes, Orange Goblin.
Or was I thinking about green? Because we had that mint
the
beer.
Mint beer, and you said, yes, goblins are kind of green.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now, Alex from Rudy's Brewers of Beer. Master Brewer. Master Brewer. We've been sent a whole lot of beers, but one
Braumeister,
of the,
actually.
Braumeister. One of the beers we got is a mystery beer, so we're assuming it's either...
This is scary shit.
It's unlabeled. It's got no information on the bottle.
But also it's got a truckload of sediment or something at the bottom, which looks quite...
This is
actually something I wanted to ask you, Alex. How important is it for when I get a beer that's got a little bit of crud at the bottom? How do I know whether or not I should mix that into the beer or not? And how do I go about doing that? And why do I do it?
Normally, many brewers write it actually on the bottle and say, sediment should be roused. Or also, like if you have if you're in a judging competition, then the brewer actually states it. Arise the sediment, but this sediment looks like
well,
it
the bottle has nothing on it at all. It's just a brown bottle.
I try to keep all the sediment out for now.
Can I have a look? I think there is a skull and crossbones on there.
Ah.
Oi, okay, sure. I'll do the sediment. Is it like doing the worm and the tequila?
Yeah, that's true.
Who's going first?
Will I see God? Right. It's quite a heady beer. It's come out strong.
Oh, wow. It's really... It's got a powerful aroma.
Definitely powerful aroma.
I don't think we're sniffing it right. Alex really sniffs it, John. You're kind of
I don't know. What's good? What is this?
Let me just... Yeah, good.
It doesn't smell like any beer I've ever smelled before.
Oh, it smells quite hoppy, definitely, so it's all right.
Yeah, okay. You guys drinking now? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling very sleepy.
Oh, here's that number one hit.
Did you actually drink it?
Oh,
because
wow, it's lovely.
I don't want to try.
Oh, it's lovely. Have you not even tried it?
No, I did.
It tastes, to me, I
can say... Oh, it tastes like Haribo gummy bears.
No, it does
yes,
not.
Yes, it does, 100%.
It tastes like celery.
Mmm.
No, it's...
It has a certain sourness with kind of hops.
There's there's definitely a sort of a gummy beer flavor, would you say, Alex?
Yeah.
Professional taster of beers.
Which kind of stays for quite a while in the mouth.
And when do I expect to grow my third hand out of my chest? Will that happen sort of tomorrow if I keep drinking it?
Shall we, while we're on the roll, because mystery beer is mystery beer, we can't really add much to that, can we? But shall we have a little mouthful of this next beer?
Yeah.
I'm forcing Alex to drink the mystery beer.
The mystery beer is fantastic. Do we not have any information on
the
it?
The mystery beer.
So if I go
like
to Gabs, the big old festival,
ask
beer inside
for the mystery
a food
beer.
Festival, I just cruise around and ask for a little bottle. It looks sort of like a Steinlager bottle, but brown.
Yeah, and has.
I don't know why I use Steinlager as an example.
No information. Oh well, mystery beer. Big Hungry loves you. Big Hungry for the win on that one.
I think
it tastes like celery. So. Okay, the next one we're going for.
You might have got more sediment than me.
Is a centenary stout from the Bruny Island Beer Co., which I think to me looks like this is a product of Australia.
That's a fancy looking label, fancy looking bottle.
Oh, this is from Tasmania.
Ooh.
Bruny Island Beer Co., handcraft.
That's what they want you to
in
do.
In a brewery custom built from retired milk vats. Our beers are open fermented, unfiltered, unpasteurized, naturally bottled conditions, and free from preservatives.
So what you're saying is this is the polar opposite to that other beer that we just had with
possibly,
literally no information
know.
On at all, then
this
we
one,
may die.
This one says local ingredients are essential to creating the authentic Tasmanian flavor we strive for. Grain is sourced from wherever possible from local farms, and our hops are supplied solely from Australia's oldest hop gardens in Bushy Park, Tasmania. Alex is reaching for it.
Yes.
Have I sold him?
Hey,
have
you
I
just,
sold
yeah,
him?
You just took fucking
sold
ages
to me.
And you wanted
I haven't
to pour
been
a beer
to Tasmania
in.
Before.
Did you, was that like a please turn over on that bottle?
I just had to read it.
Wow, it's a dark beer, man. I don't know how keen I am. Give me like a little glass
look
of this.
At that. It's not mucking around.
That's a grundy looking thing, eh? Would you call that, is that a more of a potion at this point? Like, I hold it up to the light, like you say, Alex, but
yeah.
I really don't get a lot. It's not exactly lava lamp territory,
well, that's
mate.
That's what
it's
supposed to be, so...
Okay.
It's good.
Right,
can't
sweet.
Look through it. But that's a blackberry export stout. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. I like it.
It's nice.
It's kind of like a sort of a dark Ghana style
maybe it's
beer.
Maybe it's the blackberry. I was like, oh, yeah, I can get the sweetness in that.
Yeah. Well, I think also you get... quite chocolatey characters, don't you? So yes.
It's well-rounded,
it's like,
can I say that?
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Good.
It's good. Always a good thing to throw in.
It's a nice, it's like on the, nothing's jumping out too much. Everything's on the level for me.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
I think the blackberry is there as well, isn't it?
This is great. Well, this kind of beer is great if you've got heaps of leather-bound books, you know?
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of fine, good-looking old wood in your house. Hey, let's listen to a rap song and come back. Ski Mask, Animosity. You're with 95BFM. We're talking beers at the moment. We have Alex Braumeister from Rudy's Brewers of Beer up here, just guiding us through Gab's sort of selections that we have. We just had a couple of we just had a really dark one, which I do sort of struggle with, but I've noticed that they're sort of pretty much on trend. Like, everybody's getting and making sort of really dark beers these days. Is that like a global trend, would you say?
No, it's just I think it's a winter thing always. Always coming up with cold times, you make a stout, and just feels a little bit, you know, more warm.
Hearty,
that's true.
Right on.
So, dark beer in wintertime.
But we're sort of moving back down the rainbow now. This one I can actually see through this beer, which is not a bad thing.
It's not bad.
It looks amber.
We've got a chaotic hop brewing dripper. It's called a double red IPA.
Woo.
What does it say on the back? There's a sort of a bit of a story, but this is obviously brewed locally. This is out of Kelston.
Oh, wow, right on.
West Auckland. Where's that?
Sort of West Aucklandish, isn't
all right.
it? Isn't it?
Yeah, West Auckland, Kelston.
Hey, actually, we've got a question for you, Alex.
Yeah?
Brewmaster, I've kept a six-pack of classic Steinlagers for 10 years. Tops are not rusty. There is a white sediment dredge formed in the base. Would it be poisoned by now, or worth drinking next week on my 50th?
Drink it on your 50th.
Is it all good? Does beer keep? Is it like honey? Like
it won't taste good, but
Steinlager.
If you keep something like that, it was for a certain reason, and definitely won't kill you. Maybe
it potentially could be better though.
The next day maybe you have to be a little bit longer on the toilet. But
maybe all the preservatives have died out, and now it's Steinlager pure, basically.
Definitely it won't, you know, there's nothing normally that can grow, there's nothing that can grow that is really bad for you, so you might have a little bit of an upset tummy the next day, but nothing super bad, and I think you did that for a reason, so come on.
Yeah, what would the All Blacks do?
I feel like this caller, or this texter, has a stomach made of iron, so you've got nothing to worry about.
I think this texter's scared for their life, and BFM's just made it safe for them, so get in there.
My brother-in-law did that actually also, and kept the Steinlager and drank it when the All Blacks won the World Cup.
Right. So, RIP, he's still around, or?
Yeah.
He's, okay, good.
So just to give Gabs one last little push, the Great Australasian Beer Spectacular is happening this Saturday, the 30th of June.
At the ASB Showgrounds.
There's beer, there's cider, there's amazing street food vendors there. There's 90 different breweries represented who have created unique new drops for the festival to showcase their talents and push the boundaries of beer making.
Oh, there's a mini putt scenario thanks to Holy Moly Golf Club. Good. You can learn from the best at the Craft College and Artisan Food and Drink Experience, and dance like nobody's watching at the Silent Disco. A silent disco at a beer festival. That's good. All right, sweet. And that's it's happening on Saturday.
It's awesome festival, really. I've been last year. It's just, amazing. So many beers, so many good beers. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Right on.
Hey, we do have a double pass.
If you would like to go to the Gabs Festival, what does it stand for again? G-A-B-S?
Great Australasian Beer Spectacular.
It's great. That's a great acronym. I'm proud of that acronym.
Yeah. Our number is 309-3879 here. Do we open this up to... Is this a B-card holder or anything?
No, well, fuck, it's whatever. If you want to go to that festival, give us a call on 309-3879 or give us a text on 5395 and we'll make it happen. Hey.
If you've got any... Oh, here we go. Hello, caller.
Hello, radio people.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, listener person.
Sorry, listening. I'm very well. I'd love to have some Gabs, please.
Do you have a B card?
Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
I actually really like how you responded to that. Like, fucking what?
Yeah, I've had it for almost 24 hours, mate.
Yes.
All right, hey.
Did you know
welcome
this
aboard.
Prize was...
Welcome aboard.
Do you know this prize was a Bruin?
Oh, John, man, that's
you
meant.
Could say.
All right, man. Well, we'll just park you off here and we'll make that happen.
Love it. Thank you.
Right on.
Now, in CD Player 3, we've actually got Alex's band.
Straight out of Germany at circa 1993, I want to say. No?
Possibly. 96, maybe.
96.
I look, yeah.
On the
back, I look like 93.
There's a lot of marijuana references coming from this band, so, and it is called Herb.
That's a German word for hard. So
is it?
Don't.
Oh, what? Yeah. Okay. Good. Herb, in German, that's hard. Alex, frontman there, basically he looked like the dude from Pantera and sort of sounds like him as well, so tick those boxes, mate.
All right.
Oh, we're wrapping this up with a none other than a good old mate, the Bloody Rudy's. Three cracks.
Cheers, guy.
Cheers, man. Thanks for coming.
It's actually quite nice to go back to a lager.
Yes.
After all these grunty beers.
Yes, you know. We're not at Gab's this time, but always, you know, nice to have a beer to come back to with, where it's just like a lager, having, you know, back to the fun of beer.
Right on. And, hey, actually, just on that, drinking. On the fun of beer, if I'm to just start brewing beer, what should I sort of start with? What's your advice? Yeah. As a braumeister.
I mean, you always have to take a little bit of money in your hand and get some stuff from. I mean, there's brew shops now all around, and yeah, first just try maybe fermenting something that is like a pre-made wort, which you can also buy, and then you will see how that works if you like that very much.
Get the dextrose and all that sort of stuff and do that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's a malt extract actually which you can buy, and you mix that up maybe with water. I actually don't know how they do it, but like there's, if you like that, then you can go further, and then you take a little bit more money in your hand. You can buy Williams Vaughan. I don't know if you know that. That's a little machine, and you pretty much press the button, and after 7 days you have beer in the hand. And if you like
Seven days? That's quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround.
Wow. But it's usually like when my friends that have brewed beer, it's like, oh, like I'll see you in a month kind of thing, and I'll have more beer. It's like,
yeah. Sweet. But yeah, I mean, you make, I think, I don't know, up to 50 liters with it or something. I'm not really sure. But then if you like that, then you go into actually grain brewing, and then it costs a little bit more to get all the equipment.
Stainless steel.
The purest. And lastly, what would you say is easier, growing marijuana or brewing beer?
Well,
not like just out of what you've experienced.
So not saying anything or anything.
I'm just curious. Yes, I'm just curious if you could pick a winner, which would be easiest.
Well, I'm a brewer now, so I took the easy way.
Okay, sweet.
I would say both have their both have a certain craft,
but also both are a great hobbyist thing to get into. Really. Yes,
and hops and marijuana, same family.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hey, shall we sign off now?
Yep.
Because, of course, if you haven't already made your way there, Out on the Freak is happening at the Newland Bowling Club. So we'll see you out there. And stay tuned for the live edition of Out on the Freak very shortly.
Alex, thanks, mate.
Thank you. Thanks. See you all at Gab's. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. As well.
Yes.
Right on.
Cheers.
Ding! That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.